Welcome to iFormRx, where we explore the evidence that matters to ambulatory care pharmacy practice. Today we'll be examining the use of short course, one or two doses of corticosteroids to treat asthma exacerbations in children. A recent analysis by Grant Keeney and his colleagues was published in the Journal of Pediatrics last year, and here to tell us about the findings of this analysis and its implications in practice is Dr. Allison Ladiri, a pediatric clinical pharmacy specialist at the University of Maryland Medical Center and on faculty at the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy. Dr. Ladiri and her co-authors, Jill Morgan and Nicholas Fusco, wrote a commentary for iFormRx. Allison, thanks for joining us today on the iFormRx podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So my first question, if you had to briefly summarize in four sentences or less the study by Grant Keeney and colleagues entitled Dexamethasone for Acute Asthma Exacerbation in Children, a Meta-Analysis, to someone who hasn't read the paper, what would you say?
Sure. So this was a meta-analysis that included six randomized controlled trials of kids with acute asthma exacerbations in the emergency department and compared IM or oral dexamethasone to oral prednisone or prednisolone for the treatment of their acute asthma exacerbations. Basically, the authors wanted to find out if dexamethasone is equal or better than our standard oral course of prednisone or prelone, with the proposed advantages would be the shorter course of therapy, helping with compliance, and potentially some less vomiting associated with dexamethasone compared to oral prelone or prednisone. Their primary outcome of interest in this meta-analysis was return visits or return hospitalizations, and the investigators found that there was actually no difference in relative risk of relapse between the two groups, the prednisone or prednisolone group and the dexamethasone group, at 5 days, at 10 to 14 days, or at 30 days. They also reported that patients who received dexamethasone were less likely to experience vomiting, either in the ER or at home. So based on those results, the authors concluded from this meta-analysis that practitioners should consider a single or a two-dose regimen of dexamethasone as an alternative to the standard 5-day course of prednisone or prednisolone.
Well, my second question, in critically examining the study methodology, what would you say are the major strengths, potential weaknesses, and limitations of this analysis?
I think one of the strengths is that since this was a meta-analysis, they were able to include multiple randomized controlled trials, and so their overall N, their number of patients, was fairly large. It was about 170 patients, which is pretty good for a ped study. Usually we're used to very small studies. I think their primary outcome was very appropriate. Our ultimate goal when prescribing steroids for kids with acute asthma exacerbations is to prevent them from coming into the hospital. There definitely were some limitations to this meta-analysis. All of the studies were conducted in the emergency department, so I think that makes it hard to apply the results of this study to other practices like an AmCare clinic or an inpatient setting. All the children in all of the studies included in the meta-analysis were diagnosed with mild to moderate asthma, and many excluded patients who had previous history of PICU admission. So they really excluded more severe asthma patients, making it difficult to apply the results of this study to that population. One really important thing is that the endpoint of relapse was not measured at the same time interval in all of the studies. For example, relapse at 5 days was only reported in 4 out of the 6 studies included in the meta-analysis. And relapse at 30 days was only reported in 1 small study that only enrolled 30 patients. So when we hear the result of equivalence at 30 days, it's really important to think that that result only came from 1 small study of 30 patients.
Now, as you know, clinical practice guidelines recommend the use of systemic corticosteroids for the treatment of acute asthma exacerbations in kids as well as in adults. And traditionally, we've used 5 to 14-day courses of prednisone or prednisolone. This analysis suggests that using just 1 or 2 doses of dexamethasone is sufficient, and the likelihood of vomiting is much lower. Some clinicians are reluctant to use a shorter course of steroids for asthma exacerbations. Why do you think this is?
Sure, I do think some clinicians are going to be reluctant to implement a change in practice at all. And we've been so used to using prednisone or prednisolone for many, many years that this is something different, and that's always a challenge. In addition, the results of this study have not been added to the asthma guidelines, so people may be looking for that. Also, I think there are a lot of questions that remain with regards to the dose, the route, and the duration of dexamethasone. Even in the studies included in this meta-analysis, the dose of dexamethasone really ranged. It ranged from as low as 0.3 mg per kg up to 1.7 mg per kg per day. The duration also ranged. Three studies gave the dose as a single IM injection. One study gave the dose as a single oral injection. And then two studies in the meta-analysis gave the dexamethasone dose as two oral doses over 2 days. So based on these studies alone, we can't really make a definitive conclusion as to which dose and which route, which duration, 1 or 2 days, is most efficacious, minimizing side effects at all costs for pediatric patients. I think once we have further information, clinicians might feel a little more comfortable recommending this on a standard basis.
Now, Allison, I want you to imagine you have a 13-year-old boy with chronic persistent asthma in clinic today after he's finished a 5-day course of prednisone for an acute asthma exacerbation. You're developing an asthma action plan for this patient. Would you recommend single-dose dexamethasone for use at home? And would you recommend that it be used the next time this patient comes to the emergency department?
I think that's a great question, and it's definitely something that we see in practice all the time. I think I'd want to definitely assess the patient a little more, find out a little more about their history. Has he had any recent admissions due to asthma? Has he had any PICU admissions over the past year? Just to give a better picture of his severity of his asthma, definitely want to assess adherence and what barriers to adherence he may have. Being a 13-year-old boy in and of itself might be enough of a barrier to adherence with a 5-day course of therapy. So after all of that, if I felt that adherence could be a problem for him in the future, or if he'd experienced any vomiting in the past with doses of prednisone or prednisolone, I would definitely recommend dexamethasone as a treatment if he were to come into the ED with an asthma exacerbation. I wouldn't yet make the leap to recommend it for his asthma action plan at home, not because I don't think it would work, because I think it definitely would work based on this study, but all the trials included in this meta-analysis were conducted in the ED, and none of them utilized dexamethasone at home for therapy in an asthma action plan. I think that would make for a really interesting study, and if it were to come out in the future, I could definitely see myself changing my answer.
Dr. Ladiri, I want to thank you for joining us on the iForum Rx podcast and speaking with us about single-dose or short-course dexamethasone for the treatment of asthma exacerbations in kids. It's clear from your comments that you believe the results of this meta-analysis should change practice, but given that the studies were conducted in emergency departments, the results cannot yet be generalized to other practice settings. Well, tell us what you think. Do you think single-dose dexamethasone should be routinely used? Under what circumstances? And what dose would you recommend? Post a comment. Until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, Editor-in-Chief of iForum Rx, signing off.